This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the Power Hour. Why don't you see what gold is doing? Popping up there pretty good now. It's good today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you just a couple of things before we bring on Mr. Engdahl that I failed to mention a little while ago. Last night on CNN, they made a statement that and these are just things I want you to hear as the way CNN is starting to morph, is they said, well, tonight is the night that Trump became president. Now, that's kind of strange, but he said tonight he became president. Now, they're acquiescing and now mentioning that and accepting that he is president. U.S. intercepted chemical warfare stuff, I believe. So we're waiting and we're going to demand for the response on that. Is the U.S. outlived its, it says, has the UN outlived its usefulness? That was a question. And then they talked about Bannon and Page, and they said Bannon doesn't need Page. He can go back to Breitbart. And think of this, if he were to make a real enemy of himself there, he could use Breitbart as a method to undo Donald Trump. If they get hand to glove fight, you know, kind of thing.
I don't think it's going to get there. Trump does not want to get rid of Bannon. It sends such a bad mess. I would be very concerned if that happened.
Yeah, yeah. But
but he may be that difficult. You know, some people, even though they're useful, just very difficult to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear, you know, I would like to hear William Engvall's feeling there.
I will do that. But I just want to tell you, who was the aviation expert on CNN today? Richard Quest.
Oh, there we go.
The guy from Central Park with baby toys or whatever it was. I don't know. But anyway. All right.
Gold is at 1286.80. It's up. It's broke through its technical barrier there, and so it's no telling where it's going. And silver is at $18.56.
Wow.
Gold 1286.80, and silver 18.56.
That is good. And then on the issue of Spencer or Spiker, the
Skippy.
Yeah, we'll just call him Skippy. The his press person.
Sean Spicer.
Is it Sean Spicer went to a bend at the knee and I'm so sorry and I apologize and I was wrong and all that. He did that, and I thought that was kind of strange, but I mean, I think that was required in the particular situation about where he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
About, oh gosh.
He was talking about, he's comparing Assad to Hitler in the,
yeah,
gassing. It was really not near as big a deal as this is becoming.
No, it was not a deal at all, but it had to be made a deal because they need all the deals they can get right now, and they don't have very good stuff.
We're about to go to war with North Korea, and they got Skippy on there apologizing.
Now I want to go to Mr. Engdahl because F. William Engdahl is a best-selling author, award-winning geopolitical analyst. Books have been translated into 14 foreign languages, including Chinese, German, Japanese, French, Korean, Croatian. I like it because he's getting around the world with his story.
Yes, yes.
He grew up in Texas, and after earning a degree in politics from Princeton, graduate study in comparative economics at Stockholm University. Boy, those are the people that do those things really wouldn't like me very much, you know? They like to be right. They don't like to be close, you know? And he worked as an economist, investigative journalist in the USA, named visiting professor of Beijing University of Chemical Technology. We be talking about chemical weapons today. And delivers talks and private seminars. And I'm so thrilled to have William Engdahl on again. And it's WilliamEngdahl.com. Just go to the guest section. It'll bring it up to you. His book that we have had him on talking about, The Lost Hegemon, Whom the Gods Would Destroy. And his second book is Gods of Money, Wall Street. Oh, I can hardly wait to get into this. Wall Street and the Death of the American Century. William Engdahl. We'll be back after this.
Very good.
3-minute break.
Very good.
To the Power Hour.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
So much for joining us. F. William Engdahl is our guest today. I'm so glad because he does. I'm so glad he joins us because he helps us to understand what's going on around the world from a different perspective. At least I believe so, and I need so much to have some feedback for those that we really respect that have been doing all the research and science behind what we talk about on the Power Hour. Thank you, Mr. Engdahl, for joining us again on the Power Hour.
Thank you, Joyce. I'm happy to be with you again.
Well, thank you. You know, I was surprised to see that you were a professor, visiting professor at Beijing University of Chemical Technology. Is that what does a person do that's involved in chemical technology?
Well, the professorship is for geopolitics, not for chemistry. And in China, the universities have many different faculties, and they have many different names, but they gave me a visiting professorship. And last year, I was invited to China Northwest University in Xi'an, where these famous terracotta warriors were unearthed back in the 70s. And they also made me a visiting professor of geopolitics and political studies, international politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's use that expertise on geopolitics to find out what's going on around the world. Which of all the problems that we have now,
Go ahead.
Pardon?
I say go ahead. No, I missed it.
Okay. Which of the problems that face us do you think are the most real? Because I think there's some things out there that have been created, problems that have been created. So what are we looking at as being the worst issue facing the American people? And then we'll say, with that, the rest of the world, German people and everybody else after that. What would be the most important issue today?
I would say the way that the American, I don't call them elites, because in my book, elite means someone exceptionally positive and leading. I would call them the patriarchs or the American oligarchs. One of them just kicked the bucket, the Rockefeller, David Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. But the people of this nature who think America and Americans are their chattel slave property, and that they can use them to make wars around the world to spread their globalization and so forth. I would say the major problem facing the world is this particular outlook. The British have it also. The American oligarchs copied it from the British 100 years ago, lock, stock, and barrel, and that they are convinced they have to control the entire world. They have to control the entire population of the world. They decide how many billions of people get genocided by their various methods, whether it be wars, whether it be genetically modified organisms, which the Rockefeller Foundation brought to life through their corporation Monsanto back in the 70s, or by whatever means. And the trouble and confusion and agitation that they stir up is the biggest illness, I would say, facing mankind, because we get hypnotized by their power. And if we can break that hypnosis, this is the one reason that Trump was chosen by them. He didn't come in as a rebel. This is a fairy tale for the gullible. He came in as a deception operation to regroup the American patriarchy, the globalization project that was failing everywhere since around 2008, but even before then, it was clearly losing power.
Okay, William, are you talking about Trump in 2008?
No, I'm talking about the American power.
Okay.
The power of America projected on the world since the 2008 financial crisis has been dramatically reduced, and other nations, China especially, but also Russia, begin to assert a certain kind of national sovereignty, a national agenda that wasn't part of the global only that Wall Street and the Commerce Department and so forth reported. So, and then in the last several years, one thing after the other, the Arab Spring, which was a Washington intelligence operation to bring the
We've got a lot of background static. We have a lot of background static there. Blake, can you hear that?
Okay.
I want to keep having him on.
Shall I turn off the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Shall I turn off the speakerphone?
Okay. All right. How does it sound next? How does it sound now?
I hear you fine.
Okay, great. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about what the biggest problem is, what the U.S. is, is facing. And I got to say, I used to think that Germany and the United States were much, much closer in the way we handled our things. But I've got to say, I think now that there's no difference. I think or there's a big difference coming in between Germany and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's complex. Angela Merkel is essentially operating as an agent of a certain agenda defined by people like George Soros and the Soros Foundation front groups here in Europe. So that includes the way she's dealt with this Syrian war refugee problem by opening the arms and saying, we'll give you whatever you need to make your life comfortable and so forth. More than 1 million people took up her offer, including people who were fleeing for economic reasons from areas that weren't at war. So it became a huge problem. There were no questions asked at the border. There were ISIS terrorists who mixed in with you know, legitimate war refugee families. Most of them were young men in their 18 to 24 age range. And that's led to a huge upswing in domestic violence, in rape attacks of women on German streets, and come very much a disruption of the stability of German society. And Germans, having gone through two world wars, that's something that they're very, very sensitive to. So Germany is going down that track. They're tightly bound to the globalization track. Make no mistake, Donald Trump's team, his economic team, Goldman Sachs and Co., are also bound to the globalization track, but on different terms, because the Obama version of that Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership was not going anywhere. So they decided to redraft it and take a little pause. But they haven't dropped the agenda by any means. They just want to make it more advantageous to the U.S.
I wonder how much they, do you have a sense of the people that live there in Germany that like what the U.S. is doing? I mean, when their leader came over here to see Trump, were they supportive or not? What was the personal feeling of the people of Germany?
Most Germans regard Trump as a monster, as a horror.
Really?
They just don't understand him. They don't have a clue. Angela Merkel, she's just horrified by him because he's apparently not playing by the agenda, and he's incalculable. Germans like things to be planable 30 years ahead.
Yeah. Well, she said a few things that made me realize that they probably didn't have, you know, drinks and go dancing afterwards. But I just kind of wondered, did she go back and talk to the people in Germany and tell them more about this guy is like weird or, you know, did you hear any of that kind of rancor?
No, not really. It was played down. I think it was an assessment trip to try to, of course, a German head of state has to connect with the American president and, make that mm-hmm. journey.
I do want to say one thing. I was impressed with the second in command in Russia that was meeting.
Lavrov,
yes.
Yeah.
That
He's
was meeting
foreign
with.
Foreign minister.
Right. The foreign
Tillerson.
Ministers were meeting together. So you had Tillerson and him together. And I was very impressed. I've never heard him speak. But the one thing that amazes me is every one of these leaders that have come to the White House have spoken English fluently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people have been enmeshed in the system long before we thought they had.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. Well, Lavrov's daughter is studying in London in university. At least one of his daughters.
And President Assad.
They're very cosmopolitan. The Russians are very educated people. They have some of the best. I was in Moscow last week meeting with my publisher, Russian publisher, and doing several television interviews. And the more I get to know Russians and Russian people, they're number one, they're wonderful human beings. But number two, the intelligence that educated Russians have is almost embarrassing to me as an American.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And by the way, how long did you live in the States before you went overseas?
Oh, I lived most of my life. I came to Germany in the 80s, the mid-80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I lived most of my life in the States. I grew up in Texas and worked in New York for about a decade.
What could we do to avoid the problems that Germany has had? And how could Germany help us in some of the areas that we're struggling in?
Ooh, that's a difficult question, Joyce.
Okay, let's wait till after this break. We'll go to the break and we'll be back and see if he has an answer. And if not, I'll think of something else. We'll be back after this. What did I say? 4-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and
Daniel.
We'll be be right back.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. We're speaking, of course, to William Engdahl. Engdahl, one of the most prolific writers that we had, his new book, Gods of Money. We're talking about the German perspective. I want to go back, William, a little bit about, you talk about the refugee problem and what's going on in Europe. If this is such a problem and it's causing such public disruption, why are we not hearing about it more in the media?
In the American media.
In the American media, yes, yes. Excuse me.
This I'm not able to monitor very closely, but I would suggest that it's part of a much bigger stratagem by certain political networks that goes back to a plan created back in the period around World War II by a European named Count Coudenhove-Kalergi, who convinced the U.S. after the war to create something called the European Economic Union. And the CIA got involved in that in the 50s. They created something called the Bilderberg Meetings in 53 or 54 that brought together the leading industrial, banking, and political circles of the Atlantic countries, the U.S. And Canada and the European countries, in order to coordinate a certain agenda. And the agenda of Coudenhove-Kalergi is to create a dissolution of the nation state, of national identity, and to do that by huge inflows of refugees from other cultures, other religions. So this project that we're seeing now had its beginnings in a significant way back in the late 1970s and 80s. Every European country began to feel certain demographic pressures, and the big industrial corporations from Sweden to Germany and so forth began to lobby for cheap labor because Germans weren't having enough babies to create a cheap labor force. They were lobbying in the case of Germany, for Turkish guest workers to come in. And there were no provisions when their work was finished that they had to go back to Turkey. They simply stayed and built families, as you can expect. And I know many second-generation Turkish people who are here.
Well,
in
let
Turkey.
Me, you know, you
but
mentioned...
There's a new dimension to it. Let me just conclude. Dimension to it, and that is the war refugees, not migrants. These were temporary migrants that stayed back in the 80s and 90s and up to the present from Turkey. And many of their children go to university. I used to teach at university here in Essen, and I would say about 40% were of Turkish origin. So they're hardworking. They're, positive contribution to the society. But the war refugees coming from Syria, coming from Libya, and so forth, they are, and most of them, single young men, not with families and women and children, are of a completely different energy. And that is really causing great disruption all across Europe. Viktor Orban, who's being demonized as kind of a modern-day Adolf Hitler by the liberal factions in Europe and by George Soros, Viktor Orban, the prime minister of Hungary, has made a very rational case. He said, we don't need extra labor for the Hungarian economy. We've worked hard.
Yes, absolutely.
Enough jobs for Hungarians. So,
Yeah, let me ask you about, you mentioned about Trump. You said that Germans generally think Trump is a monster because he's not calculable. He's hard to read, and he's not following the playbook. Well, if he's not following this agenda you're talking about, what playbook do Germans think he is following?
Well, I don't know if it's so useful to describe what playbook the Germans think he's following, because the Germans really don't have a sense of what goes on in the United States, at least that they talk about publicly. I would rather talk about what playbook I think he's following.
Sure.
Okay. And the playbook I think Trump is there to follow is what I call Plan B. Henry Kissinger is the chief architect of this Plan B, and that is to, by hook or by crook, either going after China aggressively and appearing to be holding out an olive branch to Russia, or in the case as it's turned out now, continuing the aggression against Russia and holding out an olive branch to China. Either way, the game is to bust up the converging economic space called the Eurasian economic space that consists of China with its high-speed railway networks, Russia, the Eurasian Economic Union, Kazakhstan, and so forth, the Central Asian economies, Belarus, and Iran, to a large extent, is a part of that.
We're coming out of the break. On the other side, we'll talk about Syria and the perspective from Germany, and where is all this going, and where does this fit into this plan? We're talking to William Engdahl, and we'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Daniel.
Enjoy. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today from 2 to 4. In other words, if you get it in by 1 o'clock, you'll be okay. If you get your order in by 1 o'clock. So we're going to be closing at 2 o'clock today. We're celebrating that we have Daniel and Tristan and the girls here. And we're so excited about that. But I want our people to be able to spend more time with him because I just don't get to see him very much. And you know, when you know people better, you work better together. So I hope you'll consider that. And also buying from the Power Mall. We need to get those seeds out. It's the season to get your seeds in. And we have unique seeds. French Marigold is the one that really likes to make your bugs die in your garden. So French Marigold is that one, and we have that. And then, of course, you heard Daniel mentioning about the diatomaceous earth, or we call it fossil shell flower here. So please get that. And there is a book called Homegrown Herbs. For those of you who want to know what you're doing out in the garden, except like me, who read that little plastic ring thingy on there that's half broken off on your plant you just bought at the nursery and you can't figure out what to do with it anyway. But anyway, this book, Homegrown Herbs, look how heavy that is. How many pages?
This is nice. It's got good pictures. I mean, this is very cool.
The pictures,
and it's got big writing and then smaller writing. This is nice. This is a nice book.
It is really nice. And then when you go to use it, Oh, my goodness. Anyway, get your books at the Power Mall. 573-378-6049. And one other book I didn't tell you about, Radical Peace, The People Refusing War, Radical Peace. I think we need to get them back on the show.
Mm.
And then The Conservative Revolution by Nelson Hultberg, Why We Must Form a Third Party to Win It. Well, that's kind of out of style right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I want to go back to, call us at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, the question I had earlier, William, was about the effect that Syria has had on Germany. What should we learn about Germany? Should we do as what you have done? How would you have it have been done for you all in the first place?
Well, I'm an American. I'm not a German, and I consciously don't get involved in German internal politics because I'm a guest here. So I'm not sure that that would be the best question for me to answer, but yeah.
Well, I mean, are you comfortable with the way the militants have come into, or I don't know what to call them now, but the
terrorists are many of them, but they're refugees. They're war refugees, and that's very different from migrants. They're not economic mm-hmm. migrants like educated people coming to Australia, applying through the normal channels to get a job and presenting their credentials and their training, or, you know, even in Germany, it used to be up until 2 years ago, that was the procedure. And each case would be considered individually. In this case, in March of 2015, the German government, on orders of Chancellor Merkel, and many of people in her party were simply astonished, they said, everybody, come in, you're welcome, no questions asked. You're given apartments, you're given living allowances
wow.
and so forth. And then the Twitter, social media, began tweeting back to Syria and to Libya and other places saying there's a free lunch here, come on in.
Yeah, but is
so
it not true?
Problems.
Is it not true, though, that there have been more problems, there's been more pedophilia that has been exposed lately, there's been all kinds of things that are coming out of the woodwork. Is this something that Donald Trump is doing? Is this something that perhaps all the world leaders have been involved in? Or are you hearing
Donald
about
Trump
pedophilia?
Is doing pedophilia or what?
Or I'm sorry. People that they're arresting, the older people that they're arresting that have been doing pedophilia all these years. Not doing pedophilia, but having these gangs and et cetera.
In Germany or in which country now are we talking about?
Any and every.
I think pedophilia is an enormous problem. I think in Brussels, the headquarters of the European Union, I think in most countries of Western Europe, the political leadership or a significant element of it is involved in criminal pedophilia rings, and that keeps them blackmailable. That's why our
okay.
politics and our policies are so rotten,
mm-hmm.
I think. And we saw little hints of that back a few months ago in Washington, that there were perhaps similar things going on there that are blackmailing American politicians. So
right, and it's shocking
us. I don't
want
to go into details because I am not an expert on that, but what I did read seemed quite plausible to me, and that it's a widespread and a very huge social problem.
And I think it's been an unknown social problem because people like me don't even want to believe that that can happen. I don't even want to think that that goes on in this world.
Well, I know that it does for very personal reasons I don't want to go into, but this is a huge problem. Every time you have war, such as World War II, the soldiers involved in the war come back and there's an upsurge of pedophilia within families. It's very sick. Mm-hmm. This is one of the horror things of war, but it's
mm-hmm.
not only war. Because
well,
when an adult has physical sex with a child, age doesn't matter, age 4, age 3, age whatever, that is murder. There's no mild way to put it. It's murder
oh,
of the soul
wow.
of that child. And this is there are death cults that have been created to control world politics and the direction of world politics and whatnot. It's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't write about it out of personal decision, but it's enormous.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, you had a question for...
You were finishing up with the Plan B because we're trying to take the temperature of Donald Trump and where this is all going. You see a Plan B, Henry Kissinger-type plan that Trump is executing. You were talking about that in Eurasia.
Yeah. The Plan B is basically to regain the momentum to create what David Rockefeller, before his timely demise or a little bit too late demise, called the one world government. He said, I'm accused of wanting to create a one world government. If that's the charge, I plead happily guilty, in his memoirs. This one world government would be a top down global, to use the word very precisely, fascism of the kind you have in the George Orwell novel 1984. That was very, very accurate describing what the agenda is. And they were losing that. When the president of the newly elected president of the Philippines calls, and this is his quote, not mine, calls the U.S. ambassador to Manila a gay son of a bitch and the U.S. president a son of a whore, you know that America doesn't strike fear in the hearts of everyone the way some people in Washington and Wall Street would like.
I mean, is that the actual words they used?
Yes, yes, that's Duterte.
Oh my gosh.
And then he went to China and began talking to the Chinese about literally separating from the United States and becoming closer to China and Russia. So that was happening in Turkey with Erdogan, who in May kicked out his former prime minister, Davutoglu, who was running the war in Syria for Turkey and also coordinating with NATO, and began to make amends or peace with Russia after shooting down one of the Russian jets in Syria 2 years ago. So that was becoming alarming to people in Wall Street and Washington, and something had to be done, something drastic. You had to have, as I say, this Plan B. So the Plan B was quite simple. It's British balance of power politics, as usual, but you have to appear to be making friends with one of your two opponents or adversaries or enemies, in this case Russia and China. You had to appear to be making friends with one of them, an alliance, in order to wean them away from their cooperation with the second enemy, so China and Russia. And originally the Plan B called for all sorts of hints of warming up to Russia, dropping the sanctions, we don't need war in Syria, let's bring our boys home, and all these things. And then, for whatever reasons, that didn't wash, so they shifted to another plan, and that was called appear to become buddy-buddy with China, and at the same time, step up the heat on Russia. So that's what we see with
it. So you see the Trump election really is a Trump deception. You think it's all part of the same plan, just another door?
Yes, the deep state hasn't rolled up and played dead by any means. Don't think that for a second.
No, we don't.
They haven't gone this far and built up social engineering they've done since World War II to control the way people think, to control their diet, to control their health through the medications that they're given and so forth, to keep us virtually as a state of semi-zombies walking around working enough to retire.
They're not going to walk away from that, certainly. Where does the, the 10,000 economic pound gorilla in the room, the fact that, we're looking at everything slowing down in this whole dollar inflated debt bubble about the bust, where does that fit into all this?
Well, that's the ticking time bomb in the whole thing, because you can't, the only way that you can prevent that from busting is to steal from some other country, the Chinese or the Russians or whatever. They did that with the Russians with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1990. George Soros and the Harvard boys came in and the economic rape of Russia. They privatized all the state industries, some of the most valuable corporations on earth, and literally stole blind under Yeltsin, who was just a whore for them. He and his family were allowed to become fabulously rich, so he didn't care about his country. But they're running out of such options. So either they have to flip China in some way that they can, you know, take the loot from China or whatever. But they're in a real, it's like an empire. The British Empire in 1914 was at the end, the economic end. And they had to win World War One, and they had to be able to loot Germany and other countries in Europe to keep that empire going. And they didn't quite succeed. And their partner in that, the United States, through patriarchs like the Rockefeller brothers and whatnot, the Council on Foreign Relations, said, well, we'll help you out, Great Britain. We'll give you loans for your war supplies in World War One, and again in World War Two with Lend-Lease. But after the war, we're taking over. We're going to run the show, not you, because we're having a stronger economy and we have the means to do it. So that's basically what happened. Now that empire, because it is de facto an empire, even though they don't call it that by choice, that American empire, they call it the American century, Henry Luce of Time Life magazine back during the war, that American century is coming to the end. And what will replace it? Will we have obliteration of the human species, or will we come to our senses, have debt relief, wipe out all this fictitious debt that has built up in not only the U.S. economy, but the world economy, and begin building? That's what's so marvelous about what the Chinese and the Russians are doing in Eurasia. They're building up instead of making wars.
They're building
up high-speed railways and ports and cities.
And we our airports, we can't even get a runway that's straight anymore. But, you know, your book is really descriptive of this process. I think the gods of money, I think it's very, very interesting as I was looking through it. The big wild card in this, to me, as this plan by the elite, again, I don't call them elite either, whatever you want to call them, this orchestrated agenda.
The American oligarchy.
Yes. The big variable is, I see, I can only see it from the American perspective, you know, to speak to it, but Americans are waking up to some degree, and they're coming to a different level of consciousness, and I think that's why Donald Trump got elected, and he is doing some America First things. Where is the variable of the people waking up? Where will this push this one way or another?
I think that was a very risky variable that Trump played with in the campaign. It was demagoguery. He was manipulating that to get the blue-collar vote and get elected.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
And it worked. But it
worked to get him elected, but now he's got a pledge for spending $1 trillion on renewing America's infrastructure. That is not a drop in the ocean compared with the $8 trillion of deficit, including the power grid, including the clean water supplies of cities, including things like the Oroville Dam in California that threatens the entire city of Sacramento if certain floods continue. And it's a huge lack of investment going back to the time of the Vietnam War because the Wall Street banks and the global circles around Washington and around the Council on Foreign Relations and all these think tanks that they have, they said, we'll just go cheap labor like the British did, and we'll move our factories to China, where they worked for pennies instead of dollars. And they did that, and now China has built up. I've been to China something like 15 or 16 times since 2008 when I first was invited.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have seen cities I never heard of. Xi'an in central China before I went there last September. Xi'an is a city of 10 million people, modern buildings, modern expressways, and a Silicon Valley high-tech tax-free zone inside the city to attract industry. And then I was invited 3 years ago to a city called Kunming near the border of Laos. Well, Kunming is one of the crossroads of the new Silk Road, the new economic high-speed railway that Xi Jinping, the president, that's his vision. And that's another city of 10 million people that I never heard of before I was invited. And this is very typical of China. They've built, and these aren't empty cities. These are real cities with real people. So they are some of the most industrial, hardworking people on earth that I've ever met. And that's that's the energy that can transform this world. So we need more of that in America. We need to stop making wars and shooting missiles at airfields and, you know,
but how do we do that? How do we get to Trump and say, hey, did Syria bomb or did Assad bomb his own people this time? I don't think so, William. I'd like your opinion on that, because I believe that the chemical weapons that were used, I tend to believe it came from the United States.
Yes, I think you're right. And this goes back to 2013 when the United Nations, Carla DePonte and others made an investigation with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the international body that's responsible for the removal of chemical weapons in a safe way. And the United States military participated in that removal. So when Tillerson comes and says Russia didn't supervise the removal of chemical weapons in 2013, he's lying. He's lying because the U.S. military signed off on that.
Okay, let's talk about that after this three-minute break. Final segment coming up with our guest, William Engdahl. Let's talk about signing off, the U.S. signing off. Who really did the chemical weapons, and even more, were there chemical weapons?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
You too, huh?
Yes.
The lost hegemon, whom the gods would destroy. On page 40, there is a section, Soldiers of Christ Kill Islamic Infidels. Then there is this, right after it, A Secret Pentagon Plan. Could you go into that a little bit more so our listeners can understand what you mean by the Secret Pentagon Plan?
The Just a moment. I have to call up the book. Can you read a couple of sentences so I refresh my memory on that, because the book has been out for more than a year now?
Sure. Hold on 1 second. I always tell my listeners, my guests, number one rule. Well, speak clearly, but have your book in front of you. Okay.
Well, we were talking about the gods of money rather than the lost hegemon, so that's...
Okay. But using both Christian and Islamic militant fundamentalism was central to a secret Pentagon plan developed inside the Rumsfeld Defense Department during the Bush-Cheney administration. It goes into Paul Wolfowitz and George W. Bush and retired U.S. General Wesley Clark. Of course, we know what he was famous for. But I wanted to ask you if...
Now I know which plan you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, but one other thing I want to ask is regarding the Rumsfeld defense. We don't have much time here, but I want to know if you're aware of anything that shows that Rumsfeld sold that plant with ABB to North Korea.
This I have no evidence of.
Okay.
My take on North Korea is that there is a very, very dark and dirty American intelligence side to North Korea that heats that up. I got this firsthand from the former U.S. CIA career officer, James Lilly, who's now deceased, who was ambassador to Beijing during Tiananmen Square. And he said, if North Korea didn't exist, we would have to invent it as an excuse to keep the Seventh Fleet
in
the area.
Wow, that tells you something. You know, I have asked this question. In fact, I did on the air today. I mean, this funny little guy with this weird haircut and the idea that he's going to kill anybody who doesn't play, you know, tic-tac-toe with him or something. I don't know. But
yeah.
It all this stuff, though, makes me wonder, could this be a made-up wag-the-dog scenario with North Korea? I mean, we are so desperate to keep
control. I'm convinced that it's exactly that the... he spent something like 13 years before he wasn't directly in line to succeed when his father died, but the father named him because his older brother was considered a softie. The father wanted a psychopath to rule North Korea, and that he certainly seems to be. But he spent something like 13 or 18 years at a private school in Switzerland, and that would be more than ample opportunity for U.S. intelligence with their Swiss counterparts and so forth to go to work on him. So I think it's very, very likely.
So what else are we seeing in this secret Pentagon plan, though? What did they want to do? It's on page 41. They mention here about Wesley Clark, who we know has cited the companies that were going to get pretty much taken out.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned to you also about the Rumsfeld thing, because the Rumsfeld thing to me is huge. ABB, he was on the board of ABB. They sold two nuclear power setups in the 1990s to North Korea. Nobody can justify or tell me why this was done. It's like nobody wants to talk about it. And then when they find out about it, oh, that's no big deal. You know, there's some justification for it. No, there was not. Oh, we're out of time. I am so sorry we're out of time. But, William, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you so very much. The
God
last
bless, William.
Hegemon at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen, at the Power Mall. 877-817-9898.